USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The first test for the bipartisan bill to raise the debt ceiling comes today. The House Rules Committee will vote on whether to bring the legislation to the House floor on a vote on Wednesday. Biden's chief economic advisor, Lael Brainard, said the bill is a great compromise.
I think it's a good deal. It's really a win for all Americans.
However, on the committee, two conservative Republicans who say the deal doesn't cut spending enough. If a third Republican joins them in a no vote, the legislation could be sidelined before reaching the House floor. Two people have been arrested in connection with a Memorial Day mass shooting in South Florida. Nine people were injured, including several under the age of 17. It happened when two groups of people on the Hollywood Beach boardwalk began shooting at each other. Five guns were recovered at the scene. Police say they're still looking for three additional suspects. Former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has dementia. The Carter Center made the announcement today, adding that she continues to live a happy life at home with her husband, former President Jimmy Carter. He entered hospice care earlier this year after suffering a series of hospitalizations. Consumer confidence dropped in May. The Conference Board says its index fell nearly a point and a half. The survey found the short-term outlook for income, business, and labor market conditions fell slightly across all age and income groups. The U.S. is working to ensure Sweden's bid to join NATO is approved. Secretary of State Antony Blinken visited Sweden today and had this to say.
Sweden, again and again, has proven its commitment to NATO, to its values, to its mission, to its members.
He believes approval could happen in the coming weeks ahead of a NATO summit in Lithuania in early July. Mitigating the risk of extinction from AI should be a global priority alongside other societal scale risks like a pandemic or nuclear war. That's the warning coming from leaders in artificial intelligence along with academics. This is USA News.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Elizabeth Holmes, the tech entrepreneur behind the blood testing startup Theranos, has reported to a federal prison in Texas. She was convicted of defrauding investors in the company out of hundreds of millions of dollars. Holmes will serve an 11-year sentence at a minimum security women's prison camp outside of Houston. Members of the House Freedom Caucus are considering using a motion to vacate to strip House Speaker Kevin McCarthy of his leadership position. They're upset over the debt ceiling bill he negotiated with the White House. Any House member can trigger the vote, which would then require a simple majority to remove McCarthy. The impeachment trial for Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is set to start no later than August 28th.
12 House members delivered the articles of impeachment to the state Senate on Monday. 7 Republicans and 5 Democrats will prosecute the case. Paxton is also a Republican and is temporarily suspended after the GOP-controlled Texas House voted Saturday to impeach him on charges including abuse of office and obstruction of justice. The trial will determine whether Paxton should be permanently removed from office. I'm Skip Kelly.
Florida Governor and now presidential candidate Ron DeSantis. DeSantis is beginning his official campaign tour today with stops in Iowa. He'll visit Des Moines this afternoon. A recent poll of Hawkeye State Republicans shows likely GOP caucus goers favor former President Trump by 42 points. A convicted killer and former follower of Charles Manson is getting approved for parole. A California state appeals court overturned a veto by Governor Newsom. He had previously prevented Leslie Van Houten from being paroled. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.